Japan, mobile.
It's a call sign. Contact KN4 VWA.
Steve, is it?
Yeah, I didn't catch the call sign. I had some noise in the background. Who have I got?
Alpha 7 Japan.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, man?
Did you update the log yet?
No, I have not, but I've been out and working, and I've got my extra class tonight, but I understand this is probably the last day.
Or South Orkney.
Roger.
Post. The email I got this morning, it said they were going to start packing up the 4th, which I'm thinking is tomorrow. And then once they get done to kind of start to pre-pack and what have you, they have to be off the island by the middle of the day on the 16th. So, or excuse me, the 6th. So I think they're going to start packing up tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll give them today, and then they'll start packing tomorrow. So today is the last day. Man, I got in just in time. Hey there, big guy. Yeah, man, did you drop in a hole there for a minute?
Yeah, I got down a little hole. Well, no, I think they'll still keep some stations on today and through tomorrow. They'll probably have at least one or two stations running until probably the end of the day tomorrow or midday tomorrow anyway.
Wow, okay. Where are you? Are you in Hendersonville?
Yeah, roger that. You know, they never shut all the stations down at one time. They start taking them down one at a time, and then they normally will, start packing up, and they'll keep up whatever station or antenna they think they can do the best on, or whatever propagation says, or whatever their packing schedule allows them. They usually will keep at least one station going to the very last minute.
Yep. Yeah, I've been thinking about that vertical that you've got. Now, do you have any ground plane running off of that?
Ideal.
That's what I thought. Now, you made a comment recently about that Comet antenna, and I'm going to be getting in touch with Comet and see what they say about putting some radials on that CHA-250B.
Comment, you know, I'm not absolutely sure that you can or it will help. I know on my inverted L, my 160-meter inverted L, I built a fulvid counterpoise, and I use that instead of ground radials or elevated radials. My 80-meter vertical has 4 elevated radials. My 40-meter vertical has 4 elevated radials. And my 160-meter inverted L has got the fulvid counterpoise.
Right. Now, those radials that you're talking about, now, are they just suspended radials, or are they actually grounded radials?
They're elevated. They come down. Out. You build a little box with an induction coil, and they come down off that box at approximately 45 degrees down towards the ground, 4 of them, the one in each direction. Now, you can make those verticals work with 1, 2, 3, or 4 elevated radials. So they work with 1, they work better with 2, they work even better with 3, and they work great with 4.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna be checking in with Comet, the manufacturer, on that. I'd love to get a little bit more out of that antenna if I can.
That particular antenna, I just pretty much know most verticals work better with more and longer radials. Now, if you do buried radials, you know, you need, 50, 60, 70, 80 of them buried. If you use elevated radials, you actually don't need as many. And the trade-off is if they're buried, once they're buried, you can drive over them with a lawnmower. If they're elevated, you got to take them down to cut. I've got mine rigged so I can take it down, pull it up, ride the lawnmower around, pull it back out, strap it with a bungee cord, and they're back the way they need to be.
Okay, well, so when you say elevated, they're not more than, what, a foot or two off the ground?
about 8 or 9 feet off the ground, and they come down on kind of a 45-degree angle to about a foot or so off the ground, roughly speaking.
Over what kind of distance?
On what band you're cutting your antenna for, like the 40-meter. The elevated radials are the same length as the vertical. So if the vertical is 60 feet up a tree, then your elevated radials are 60 feet.
Okay. All right. Then I'm kind of thinking that that's only going to be good for one band like that, right?
You put a vertical up for 40, one for 80, you could even put them up for 20, and 10 and what have you if you wanted to.
Okay. All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Before we really do any good at all on 6 or 10 meters, we got to get some sunspot activity going again, right?
I have a lot of super great activity on it's out there. And like Jerry, K9RX, he's got stacked arrays, and he's still doing 10 meters, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Yeah, one of these days we're going to get some sunspot activity, get some propagation going. And I'm going to get into that 10 meter, and I'm going to finally experience what everybody says went on a few years ago.
I'm pulling down. Hang on a second. Can you copy?
Yeah, a little bit better. You dropped out for a second.
Are you there now?
Gotcha.
All right, I won't move because I'm going to have to get off here in a second. I'm in my road, and there's dead spots down here. Okay, so ask me that question again.
No, I was just saying that one of these days when we get some propagation back with sunspots, I'm going to finally experience what everybody's been talking about being able to do so well on 10 and 6 meter.
In 2013, when I got my license, the cycle was probably at its peak, and I mean 10 meters was just wide open alive. I worked DXCC on 10 meters as a technician.
K4VWA. Wow. Well, that is good. Well, listen, I'll let you go. I've destinated also, and hey, I'll be back in touch soon. I may go home and play with that thing again tonight and see what I can do after. What do you think? After about 9 o'clock, you think there'll be anything coming out of there? South Orkney, 9 o'clock tonight.
I've had my best luck with them on 20 meters between 5:30, 6 o'clock and about 7 or 8, but I'd have to look at the map, the propagation chart. But, you know, you never know. But 20 meters has been pretty good for them guys. You know, 6, 7 o'clock through about 8 or 9 o'clock at my station, then they seem to fade away. But that doesn't mean that's carved in stone at your station.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I'll go in and put them in the DX Summit search and see what I can find out about propagation down there. All right, well, listen, have a good afternoon, big guy. And listen, just know that I appreciate you very much. And this will be KN4VWA, and I'll be clear after your final. Have a good afternoon.
Hey, have a good one. Yeah, I was happy that you were able to get in their log. That's a pretty good one for somebody that's starting out. That's definitely a very good one, so you should be happy with that. I'm backing in the driveway, and I'm going to hit a dead spot, so I'll be inside in a little while. NDJ7J clear.